T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, how's it going? It's very busy out there.
Yes, it is. We wanted to talk about Governor-elect Gavin Newsom. He has named his first political appointees, Anne O'Leary, Chief of Staff, and Anna, is it Matosantos, is Cabinet
That's
Secretary?
That's right.
Tell us about him.
Well, let's start out with Anne O'Leary, and then we'll get into what these mean. Okay, first, Anne O'Leary is a was very close advisor to Hillary Clinton, especially on family affairs, and Gavin Newsom was very close to Hillary Clinton, and she's also on the foundation board with Newsom's wife, Jennifer Siegel Newsom. Now, she is an administrator. She's got a pretty long history and in the Democratic Party and in administration, so you can see sort of that Clinton-esque practicality, or whatever you want to call it. That's what Gavin's tapping into there, as some that can help organize the office and get his agenda going, which is going to be aimed at families and children. At least that's how he hopes for it. Anna Matosantos, now that's an interesting one. She is a budget wizard. She's the one that helped Arnold get the city, the state, out of debts in his term. And Jerry Brown was impressed enough to keep her on as well. And Gavin Newsom, who's going to have to be putting together or finalizing the budget by January 10th, just about as soon as he takes the oath of office, is bringing in somebody that knows the books and knows how it works. So that's stability as well. He's going for tried and true people, and he's also going for women, something that he did when he first was mayor of San Francisco. You might remember that his first appointments were Heather Fong as the first female police chief and Joanne Hayes White as the first fire chief, and I think he's renewing that statement for the world to see here as well.
As far as the chief of staff appointee and Clintonization for California, is that such a good thing?
Well, you know, Gavin's got this really ambitious agenda, and a lot of it is a mix of, you know, the Bernie-crats type of idea of he's advocated health care for all. Where are you going to come up with the money with that, and how are you going to handle that? He's talking about new programs at the same time when we've got homelessness and poverty, and we still have outstanding pension debt. So you're going to need somebody in there that, whether you call it Hillary-esque or Clinton-esque, that can triangulate and get everybody sort of to compromise. And I think also somebody to help handle his agenda, because when he gets in there, he's a whole lot of people who've been sitting around after years of Arnold Schwarzenegger saying no and Jerry Brown saying no to lawmakers are going to want to say, hey, let's start spending a lot of money. And she's got to be that buffer on that. Matosantos, she's the one that says we don't necessarily have the money, and if we do have it, it's going over here. She, the other one, has to take care of who gets down into the office and starts getting on his ear.
Phil, these are the first two, many more to come. Do you think most of them will be filled before he's sworn in? Is that how it goes?
I think most of them are going to be filled in before he's sworn in. We're going to have to see how many people decide to move on. Patty, one of the real ironies about California government is that people in high office in state make a lot less than they do if they worked in the county. I mean, we've seen transportation people that have said, okay, I work a couple of years with an administration like the Brown administration, then I'll go down and be the Orange County transportation director and make twice the money. I mean, the mayor of San Francisco makes more than the governor, and the staff follows in that way as well. So hopefully he's going to try to hold on to some people that he has there. But like he says, probably some of the best ones are going to be moving on. And so he's going to have to pick up a lot of slack in his first couple of months. He'll have the top ones in, but it's a lot of the Indians down and below that he's going to have to take care of.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.